Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seat and fasten your seatbelt. Also, make sure it's in the full upright position. Wherever you fly, you're always welcome in Russia, a country of ancient history, picturesque landscapes, various architecture, and worldwide known culture. Let's take a look at some of the most exciting places. This is Travel Russia.
A beautiful old city of Tula, located just around 200 kilometers away from Moscow, is one of Russia's major cultural, industrial, and scientific centers. It boasts a rich heritage, being home to Leo Tolstoy. Tula is known as a bit of a sweet city, since that's where best Russian pryaniki are made. Samovar and weapons manufacturer are two other Tula's landmarks. The two cheapest and easiest options to travel the 200 kilometers from Moscow to Tula are suburban intercity train or a converted minivan called marshrutka. The journey takes about 2 hours, depending on traffic or the train you get, but both will give you a bit of a taste of real Russian transport. Express trains from Moscow's Kursky station leave several times a day and cost around $10. Alternatively, you can take a bus from the metro stations Domodedovskaya, Prashskaya or Akademika Yangala Street. By car, take the M2 highway south to Tula. 1146. Tula is first mentioned in the Nikon Chronicle, a massive compilation and edition of East Slavic chronicles undertaken at the court of Ivan the Terrible, in relation to a military operation. Tula is a minor fortress at the border of the Principality of Ryazan. 16th century. A brick citadel or Kremlin is constructed here between 1514 and 1521 as the city passes to the Grand Duchy of Moscow. It successfully resisted a siege by the Tatars. 18th century. Tsar Peter the Great visits Tula and commissions the local blacksmith Demidovs to build the first armament factory in Russia. Several decades later, Tula is turned by the Demidovs into the greatest ironworking center of Eastern Europe, which churns out irons that rivals stock produced in Britain and Sweden. Also, the armorer Fedor Lisitsyn sets up a factory for industrial production of samovars. 20th century. Tula grows rapidly as a result of arms production during the Russo-Japanese War in 1905 and the First World War. Local factories also manufacture weapons for the Red Army during the Russian Civil War. During the 1917 revolution, Tula workers are so well off that they don't rebel. The city remains an important center for military production during the Second World War. Until the 1990s, Tula is closed to foreigners because of its status as the Soviet military manufacturing center. Today, Tula's potential as a manufacturing and cultural center is getting notice. It's also one of Russia's key cultural centers that attracts hundreds of tourists each year from all over the world. Literary great. The outstanding Russian writer Leo Tolstoy was born and lived 60 years in an estate outside the city at Yasnaya Polana. He called the place his inaccessible literary stronghold. It is here that Tolstoy wrote his most celebrated novels, War and Peace and Anna Karenina. He wrote the two novels in his study by hand in very small handwriting, with numerous additions, deletions and notes, and gave the draft to his wife, who made a clean copy at night, which Tolstoy then rewrote the next day. Each chapter went through 5 or 6 drafts, all of which are now in the Rumyantsev Museum in Moscow. The writer entertained almost all the important Russian cultural and artistic figures of his time at Yasnaya Polana. His guests included Anton Chekhov, Ivan Turgenev, Maxim Gorky, and the painters Valentin Serov and Ilya Repin. Satirical Encyclopedia. Mikhail Saltykov-Shchedrin, a major Russian satirist of the 19th century, worked as president of the local board of taxation in Tula between 1866 and 1867. This experience prompted the talented statesman to write several satirical fairy tales, which later became a fictional chronicle, a sort of a parody on Russian history concentrated in one provincial town whose successive governors are transparent caricatures of Russian sovereigns and ministers. The novel came as a separate edition under the title The History of a Town, subtitled Based on True Historical Documents and published by Mikhail Saltykov-Shchedrin, and is now regarded as the major satirical Russian novel of the 19th century. Hollywood star. Maria Uspenskaya, a Russian actress and acting teacher, was born in Tula. She achieved success as a stage actress, as a young woman in Russia, and as an elderly woman in Hollywood films. Maria was a founding member of the First Studio, a theater studio of the world-famous Moscow Art Theater, and when the theater arrived in New York, she decided to stay there. Her first Hollywood role was in Dodsworth, which brought her a nomination for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. And she received a second Oscar nomination for her role in Love Affair. The Tula Kremlin is a monument of defensive architecture which never knew enemy's flags flying over it for five centuries of its history. The fortress was the main southern defense line of the Muscovite state. The craftsmen who built it combined the traditions of old Russian architecture with the latest achievements of the Western European art of fortification. Inside the nine-tower rampart, there are two cathedrals and the Museum of Guns. Tula's artisans arguably make the best samovars in Russia. The Russian equivalent of coals to Newcastle is you don't take a samovar to Tula. The Tula Museum of Samovars showcases several famous samovars, including five miniatures presented in 1909 to the children of Tsar Nicholas II and a samovar presented to Joseph Stalin on his 70th birthday in 1949. The Tula Museum of the Pryanik, another thing Tula is famous for, offers a close-up look at the history of the ginger honey cake and how the cakes are still made by hand in hundreds of different designs. It is one of the town's youngest museums, but one which is becoming more and more popular every year. You can see Russia's largest pryanik here and learn how to make gingerbread pile Tula style. The Tula Museum of Fine Arts, one of the biggest museums in Russia, boasts a rich collection of Russian icons, metal plastic art and European classics. Its gem are the paintings of prominent Russian artists of the 16th to 20th centuries, and all in all the museum exhibits about 23,000 works of painting, graphics, sculpture, decorative and folk art. Yasnaya Polana is the home and burial place of Leo Tolstoy. You can visit his estate, which became a museum in 1928. The interior of the house is kept as it was in the beginning of the previous century. The authenticity of the furnishings, as well as of the works of art and the library which belonged to the writer's family, makes it one of the world's most unique museums. Kulikovo Field, or Kulikovo Pole, where the famous Battle of Kulikovo took place on September the 8th of 1380, is home to a museum complex. It includes a 28-meter column on Red Hill and a memorial church in honor of Sergius of Radonezh. Take a walk through the local Kremlin. It was built in the 16th century and is one of the best-preserved fortified complexes in Russia. Original bricks are still visible in parts of the wall. Art and artifacts are exhibited in its towers. While inside the Kremlin, stop by the church housing the Tula State Arms Museum. Speaking to the city's military history, it offers an extensive collection of weapons, from bows and arrows to modern guns from all over the world and from the 16th century to the present. Soak up medieval Russian history at Kulikovo Pole, the site just outside Tula of the Battle of Kulikovo, when Russian troops led by Dmitry Donskoy defeated the Golden Horde. No trip to Tula would be complete without a stop at Yasnaya Polana, located 14 kilometers southwest of the city. Admire the original furniture and library of the House Museum of Leo Tolstoy, or take a walk through the estate's breathtaking park, orchards and forest. Europe Hotel on Boldina Street is located a 10-minute drive from the center of Tula and is part of Europe Business Center. You can find a variety of cafes and restaurants within a 5-minute walk of the hotel. Hotel Slavyansky on Staronikitska Street is also placed in the city center, a 15-minute walk to the Kremlin. It has a restaurant with traditional Russian cuisine and live music. Biblioteca or Library, a French restaurant on Lenin Avenue, boasts a French chef and a sophisticated menu that includes duck with chicory and terrine de foie gras. Here you can read a book from its extensive collection while you wait for your food. Birlin, a beer hall with Central European and German cuisine on Krasnoarmeysky Avenue, is a Tulak favorite, popular with businessmen, government officials and ordinary people alike. It offers huge portions of mostly meat dishes, including char-grilled steaks and sausages. Four reasons to go to Tula. First, to take a look at the Fleeing Horseshoe, an exhibit that can only be seen with the aid of a microscope. The Horseshoe Flea is a nod to an 1800s children's story about a Tula blacksmith named Lefshah or Lefty, who made horseshoes for a flea. Second, to attend Gladiators Cup tournament, a two-day battle held each year at the walls of the Wooden Fort. The event attracts the so-called Ratniki from central Russian cities, who present history of military art from early times up to now. Third, to catch the reenactment of the famous Battle of Kulikovo. It is put on by the Kulikovo Pole State Museum of Military History and Nature Preserve in summertime. finally to see one of the best reptile collections in Europe at the Tula Zoo. Don't miss the Dino statue in front of the zoo, nicknamed Mother-in-Law by locals. On International Women's Day every March the 8th, locals dress the statue in a skirt and paint lipstick on it, while newlywed grooms bring bouquets to the statue on their wedding day for good luck. Ginger honey cake with fruit filling called prianik, which has been the symbol of Tula for centuries, make the best gift for family and friends to bring from the city. Be ready to keep exploring Central Russia. The next destination might be Kaluga, Ryazan, or Orol. Choose any and enjoy your trip.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Russia. On behalf of Radio Voice of Russia, I'd like to thank you for joining us. Have a nice day.